You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Cardinals baseball today, this Wednesday evening, May 25th, with our Cardinals reporter, Jennifer Langosch. And Jennifer, we especially thank you for the time today, tonight rather, because it's been a very long day at the ballpark for you and for the Cubs and for the Cardinals alike, especially for the Cardinals. They fall 9-8 today to the Cubs. The Cubs take two or three games in that big series at Busch Stadium. But Jennifer, even though the Cubs did take two out of three, you look at the series as a whole, the Cardinals had the walk-off in game one. They really roughed up Jake Arrieta today. He only went five innings. So even though, again, the stats say they only won one out of the three games, how did the Cardinals feel about themselves when you look at the series as a whole here?
Yeah, I mean, certainly they were fortunate to get the one game, and that was a come-from-behind win as well as they hoped to get on Wednesday. I mean, I think it depends on if you want to take the glass half-full or half-empty approach. I mean, you look at the positives today, the fact that you were down 6-1 against Jake Arrieta in the second inning, and they pulled to within one run by the ninth inning, had the winning run at first base in that last inning. So to be able to do that against a pitcher who has basically shut down every team he's pitched against this year, certainly notable and certainly, commendable for this offense, the way they pecked away. The glass half empty, however, of course, is this pitching. And we saw for the second straight day here a Cardinal starter allowing six runs in an inning. It was Michael Wacha in the first inning on Tuesday, Carlos Martinez, six runs in the second inning on Wednesday. And it's just too precarious a position to put your club in. I mean, you can't ask them night after night to try to be coming and pulling themselves out of these deficits. So, while the Cardinals were certainly riding a high after that series opening win, they say that momentum is only good as your next day starting pitcher. And unfortunately for the Cardinals, they didn't get very good starting pitching performances in either of these last two games.
Yeah, certainly agreed. It's a mixed bag these past three games for the Cardinals. You brought up the bad innings by both Michael Wacha and by Carlos Martinez today. And speaking of Martinez, another so-so outing overall. He turns in the five innings for a third straight start. His ERA over these three starts are really bloated, 8.40. And now you look at his first four starts of the season, his ERA in those starts below two. Is this something more than a rough patch or just kind of a blip on the radar for him?
The Cardinals hope it's a blip, but you look here now, you mentioned he had such a sensational April and now five starts here in May. He's lost all five, I believe four of them. He hasn't even been able to go more than five innings, which was the case again here today. So I think there is a little bit of growing concern, especially with the way Michael Wacha is pitching, with the way Carlos Martinez is pitching. These are two young pitchers who seem to both take some nice strides forward in their careers last year, and the expectation was, a year older, a year more mature, that this would be a big year for both of them. And as we've seen this month, both have really fallen flat. So I think it comes, to both Wacha and Martinez, it comes down to being able to make some adjustments. For Carlos, a little bit of that is consistency of delivery. A little bit more sharp command will certainly help him here. You do wonder, you kind of trace back this stretch of four starts for him, and it goes back to when he caught that illness that stuck with him through a couple outings. He was sick for about 10 days. And he just really hasn't seemed to be right since then. Not to say that the illness is still affecting him now and he's gotten the strength back, certainly. But he just hasn't been able to get in that rhythm since he was sick. So, as the Cardinals look to move forward, again, they're playing with an offense that leads the National League in runs scored, yet they're one game above 500. And that has, for the most part, had to do with the starting pitching just not living up to expectations.
And that's something we've talked about at length in previous podcasts, in that it's been kind of a bizarro Cardinals season, and that in years past you've got the outstanding pitching and the offense, which has been good enough to give them 100 wins last year. The complete opposite this year. The pitching has been spot on, spot off, a little bit sketchy, but the offense has been so good. And just ask Jake Arrieta, as he was knocked out today after just five innings. Arrieta's dominance over the Cardinals has been very well chronicled over the past couple seasons, especially in nine career starts against the Cardinals before today. He had an ERA under two. That obviously goes way up after today's performance. Now, Cubs fans are going to say, well, it's just a one bad outing. Cardinals fans may say, hey, we discovered something here, kind of a chink in the armor perhaps. Does the truth kind of fall somewhere in between, as it so often does?
Yeah, probably so. And you look at the Cardinals, when they faced Jake Arrieta in the postseason last year, they knocked him around too. And you look at where he was by last October, he had just rolled through the season. Obviously, he had pitched a complete game shutout against the Pirates to win the wild card game and set up the series against the Cardinals. And the Cardinals found a way to knock him around. This is an offense you know, that really takes a lot of pride in being able to grind out at bats. And we see this, you know, we see this with some of the success they've had against Clayton Kershaw, for instance, and we've seen it now, you know, a couple of times against Arrieta. So some of these best pitchers in the game, now certainly they can go out and kind of shove it against this team as well. But the Cardinals find a way to grind out at bats. They find a way to peck away. And it was really impressive because today would have been a very easy day to kind of just wave the white flag there in the second inning. Again, you're talking about a pitcher who hasn't lost in the last 10 months, who hadn't allowed more than four runs in a game at all this year. Staring up at a five-run deficit seems kind of unreachable. But credit to this offense. Again, they stuck with their approach. They've seen Arrieta enough now that they have some familiarity there that they were able to do a little bit of damage. And you're right, maybe moving forward when you face him later in the season, it's something that they can build off of.
Yeah, definitely something to kind of keep in their back pocket and say, we got to this guy once. We can certainly do it again, not to take away from his stature as one of baseball's elite pitchers. But given today's performance, the Cardinals offense, they've been humming all season as it is. And now to do this today the way they did to Jake Arrieta can only benefit them moving forward. Jennifer, I want to backtrack a little bit. You talked about the woes of both Carlos Martinez and Michael Wacha. You talked about that virus, I guess, that Martinez had caught and maybe is still trying to completely shake and get out of his system. Well, as far as Wacha goes, he had some kind of unsettling comments after he got really knocked around the other night and the Cubs won that game 12-3. But he seemed to indicate that he's feeling something in his arm, not so much of an injury per se, but just that, you know, the physical state of his arm, he felt like it was kind of dragging, like it's kind of tired, kind of a dead arm. Can you elaborate on that a little bit and speak to perhaps if there's a chance that he may land on the DL?
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, the Cardinals anticipate him making his next start, which comes on Sunday in Washington. So they want to keep him in this rotation. As you mentioned, you know, it's not so much a physical ailment that he's dealing with right now. At least that's what we're being told by both Wacha and manager Mike Matheny. It's more that just his mechanics aren't there, and he's not being able to go through his delivery consistently. Now, Michael Wacha has a very complex delivery. Those who have watched him pitch, you know, he gets a very high release point on his pitches, kind of goes over his head. And that's always been really good for him because it's the reason he gets that downward tilt, that downward movement on his pitches and is able to pitch down in the zone and be so effective. Right now, he's kind of finding himself where he can do that for a few pitches or maybe an inning or so, and then he gets out of whack, and as he described it, his arm is dragging. And in other words, it's just coming down, and that release point isn't at its optimal place. So, you know, for him, what we've seen kind of as the consistent thread through these last couple starts in which he struggled, we've seen elevated pitches up in the zone, and those are being hit. And when his fastball is being hit, and this season it's been hit at a clip of over 300 in terms of batting average again, his changeup isn't as effective as it can be, and that, of course, is one of his go-to pitches. So the key for him, and he's talked about already trying to simplify the mechanics of that delivery earlier this year, is continuing to simplify it and being able to make it more repeatable. We did see, after that first inning on Tuesday, some positive signs. He seemed to get a little bit more in sync until he fatigued at the end. But he's going to have to be able to sustain that now through a full start, and that's what we haven't seen from him this month.
And it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway, that the Cardinals need Michael Wacha and Carlos Martinez to get back on track and pitch the way that their track record suggests they can and should for the Cardinals team moving forward here in 2016. Jennifer, going back to the series opener, what a win that was for the Cardinals. They're only one of the three-game series, but they were down 3-1 late innings against their former teammate, John Lackey. You get a game-tying two-run homer, and then bottom nine, Randall Grichuk, his first career walk-off home run. Obviously, they couldn't build off that momentum in the ensuing two games, but at that moment, when you see the Cardinals win and the way they win with the walk-off homer, did it feel, again, at the moment, that it could be a potential turning point in their season?
It did, and there was kind of an air of familiarity about it because it reminded us, you know, those of us who watch this team daily, of games that we saw this team play regularly last year. You know, these close games where they came back late, had dramatic finishes, kind of some big moments late in the game. You know, to some extent, we haven't seen much of that this year because either the pitching has been so bad that the deficit is too big or the offense has been so good that they run away with wins. So to see a game like that change course in the late innings was certainly a little bit different here. I think, you know, it stood out to me, and certainly the Cardinals had hoped to build on some of that momentum, but individually, both Matt Adams and Randall Grichuk, the two guys who hit home runs in that game, had terrific home stands. You look at Matt Adams, the way he's kind of seized that first base position, I think it's going to be his for the foreseeable future. He's had a tremendous month of May, continues to drive pitches the other way using all of the field, which is a really good sign that he's in a good place at the plate. Randall Grichuk as well, that home run he hits Monday night, goes to the opposite field again, too, for him. an indication that he's in a good place at the plate. And, you know, he had been working through a lot of mechanical issues earlier this month to try to get that feel back. So for both of those guys, riding very good streaks, the Cardinals hope maybe that sort of momentum carry over, even if it didn't as the team.
Yeah, and as if this offense needs more help, they're certainly going to get it in the coming weeks or maybe sooner, depending on his timetable. But Johnny Peralta getting healthier, rehabbing right now. He is getting close to his big league return. You kind of look at the configuration of the infield right now. It's interesting. Again, we've talked about Peralta. Aledmys Diaz continues to just crush the baseball. And now Colton Wong, these last 2 weeks in particular, he's really been red hot at the plate. So when you've got all three of these guys in the mix, what do you think kind of the game plan is for Mike Matheny to allocate playing time to all three guys who are all going to be very deserving, obviously?
It's a great question. I can tell you that Colton Wong and Matt Adams both picked a very opportune time to get hot, because I think if you had asked this question a couple weeks ago, kind of looking ahead at Johnny Peralta's return, the easy answer would have been that both, you know, first base and second base, they're not getting the production there. You can easily slide Matt Carpenter across to play one of those two positions, and you get both Peralta and then Diaz at shortstop and third base with, you know, one there and the other at the other. Now, all of a sudden, you look at the month that Matt Adams is putting together, you don't want to take his bat on the lineup. And Colton Wong has slowly and maybe quietly put together a very nice month as well. I mean, we've seen him, too, make some mechanical changes with his swing, particularly with his leg kick. It's not as exaggerated as it has been in the past. And he's put together a nice 10-11 game stretch here. So it's going to be a complicated issue. I can tell you it's Wednesday right now. Johnny Peralta is finishing up his rehab stint with the Peoria Chiefs, the Class A team. On Friday, he'll go to Springfield to begin a stint with the Double A club. He is along the way playing both shortstop and third base. So the Cardinals kind of want to keep their options open. Obviously, Matt Carpenter's flexibility to play first or second could come into play as well. And, you know, the other thing to throw in there, too, is I think it was expected that Peralta would come back and play shortstop right away and study that position. As troublesome as defense was for Aledmys Diaz in April, he has had a terrific stretch here. We've seen him make a couple of web gems in this Cubs series alone. So there could be a scenario with which Aledmys Diaz stays at short, Peralta goes to third, and then you try to work maybe the two Mass and Colton in on the right side of the infield. So, of course, great problems to have, but certainly will add some complexity going forward.
Yeah, you hate to use the word problem, but it's certainly a conundrum that's going to be on Mike Matheny's plate. When all these guys get healthy and assuming they all produce the way that they can, it'll be very interesting to see what he does moving forward with all these guys in the mix. Jennifer, to wrap up here, you brought up Matt Carpenter briefly. He's missed the last couple of games, but for a very good reason. Is he a dad yet?
He is. During the Cubs-Cardinals series finale, they welcomed in their first child, a baby girl, today. So I can tell you that both mom and baby are said to be doing very well. So Carpenter obviously missed this game here today. The question now is whether he's going to miss any games in the upcoming series in Washington. As of this afternoon, the Cardinals weren't yet sure when Matt was going to travel out to Washington. So a chance there that he ends up on the paternity list the next couple of days. And, of course, if that happens, the Cardinals then have the flexibility to add a position player from their AAA roster for a couple of those days. So still remains to be determined. But the good news, again, of course, is that they welcomed a very healthy little girl into the world today.
That is tremendous indeed. Congrats to both Matt Carpenter, his wife, and his brand-new baby girl. It's a very exciting, if tiring, time indeed. And Jennifer, that's a great way to wrap this one up on a Wednesday evening. We thank you for your time on a very long day at the ballpark. We'll do it again at this time next week for sure. In the meantime, Matt Waymeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.